Greetings, we are the Boss Prophets and the Generals, Dr. Apostles April
and Andrew, and we are here with your weekly supernatural word of empowerment.
We decree by the power of God that what you are about to hear will begin to shift you into
your new season.
Let's listen in closely as the word is already in progress.
About the Lord, out of the world, in my right mind. I thank God for creation. I thank God for creating me and having the activities of my limbs. So I definitely honor the Father, honor the Holy Spirit, and honor the Messiah, Jesus Christ. Glory to God. I also give honor to my lovely wife, Pastor April. Thank God for her. I love her. She's always in my corner, always lifting my arms up. And she does over, and she does over 75% of the work as far as business and of this ministry, probably even 90% to tell you the truth. I was just trying to be modest, but she does a lot of the behind-the-scenes things, and that's why we're thanking God for sending those to be a help to her and a help to me. So, amen. Glory to God. I thank God for her. Once again, I say I honor you guys. Thank God for all of you. I thank God for your life, because your life is important. Your life means something. Not only does it mean something to me, but it means something to the Father. Your life not only means something to me and my wife, but it means something to the Father. Glory to God. He loves you so very much. He loves you so very much, but he wants you to love yourself. There are some people in the world that are struggling even this week. Glory to God. I see it by the Spirit, but loving yourself. You got to love yourself.
Yeah.
You have to learn to love yourself. When you begin to see the love of the Father, you begin to see the reflection of his love, then you can truly begin to love yourself. People of God, you have to start loving yourself. People might look down on you. They might talk about you behind your back. They might gossip about you. But you know what? At the end of the day, you can stand firm. You can stand confident and say, I got a Father. A Father above all fathers. His name is Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah
Sikha. Hallelujah.
His name is Elohim. His name is Yahweh, and he loves me. I don't care what you say, he loves me. You know what? He loves you too. So people of God, be encouraged and know that the Father loves us. Amen. Today is going to be a little bit different because we're not going to try to keep you long. Actually, we're doing something new. So we can get to the point, you can have it fresh on your mind, fresh on your heart, fresh on your brain, fresh on your spirit, and you can meditate on that word. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
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 Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. So,
hallelujah. It's God.
Amen. Well, praise God. Praise the Lord. I'm going to dive right in. But glory to God. I'm going to be coming out of Galatians 5:16. It says, walk in the spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Walk in the spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Glory to God. I love that scripture so much. I love it so much because it's talking about even though we are fleshly beings, even though we have flesh, we have skin, it's wrapped around our bones and things of that nature, even though we are fleshly beings, we have a spiritual home, and we are at the center, at the core of us, are spiritual beings. We're going back to a spiritual place. We're not going to be here on this earth all the time. There's coming a time where we're going home to a spiritual place as a spiritual being. So even though we are wrapped in our flesh right now, even though we're wrapped in the carnal things of this world, even though we have a carnal mindset, that does not mean that we have to live that way. My Bible tells me in Galatians 5:16, to walk in the spirit and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. What are the lusts of the flesh? The lust of the flesh are carnal things. The lust of the flesh is doing what I want to do. The lust of the flesh is giving into temptation. If you walk in the spirit, you will not fulfill those things. You say it's easier said than done, Pastor. Yeah, that may be true to a certain extent, but when you fall in love with Jesus, when you get so wrapped up in Jesus, when you get so into who Jesus is, this thing becomes easy, and it becomes joyful as well. Living for God can be easy. Living for God can be full of joy. when you start to fall in love with that man named Jesus, when you start to fall in love with the one who created the universe, then walking in the flesh is a thing of the past. Forgetting those things which are behind me, the former things, but I'm looking toward those things which are ahead of me. That's the word of God. So when you begin to walk in the Spirit, you begin to walk in the Spirit. You begin to walk as a kingdom-minded person, as a kingdom-minded person. A kingdom-minded individual is the direct opposite of the flesh. Is the direct opposite of the flesh. When you begin to walk as a kingdom-minded individual, you begin to walk as a king. I want you to repeat after me, people of God. Repeat after me, repeat after me, repeat after me. Say, we are kings.
We are kings.
Now, you might not understand that because you might not have the revelation of that. Well, I want you to understand that in the spiritual, it's asexual, it's neither male nor female. Glory to God. God speaks from the male perspective, but in the spirit concerning us, it's neither male nor female. It says we will be like the angels. The Bible says when we are converted in the spirit completely, wholeheartedly, eternally, we will be like the angels, which is asexual. Asexual meaning neither male nor female. We won't have gender parts. So if God speaks from the male perspective and God is a king, glory to God, even women can be kings as well.
Amen.
This is the revelation here.
Amen.
Even women can be kings, and women, you are kings. Open up, allow the Holy Spirit to open up your understanding. The Bible says we are royal priesthood. The Bible also says we are kings and priests. Kings and priests. That priest part means that you carry his word. You are a minister of the gospel. That king part means you are royalty. Wherever you walk, wherever you step, the angels must bow. You command your atmosphere because you are a king, and women can be kings as well. So the opposite of the flesh is having a kingly mindset and walking as a king. Glory to God. That means the flesh wants to quit and give up. But a king mind says, I will take the land. I'm not going to give up. That belongs to me. I walk in dominion. I walk in authority. I walk in God's power. The world said that I couldn't have it. My friends said that I couldn't do it. My family gave up on me. But God says I'm a king, and I command it so, and I speak the manifestation of his glory in my life.
Hallelujah. Amen. Yes,
he's
going to
catch it on this morning. You are a king. You've been wanting to get your education. Well, speak it and command it. Do you know what kings do? Kings command things. Kings command things, and orders must be followed. So start commanding your morning when you wake up. Start commanding things in the spirit because you're a king. You wanted to get your degree. Speak it and command it, and it shall be so.
Amen. Yes.
Do you understand the authority and the power that you have? Not walking according to the things of this world, not walking according to the flesh, but walking as a kingdom-minded individual. You are a kingdom citizen. You are a citizen of the kingdom, and you are a king. The Bible tells us we will be given crowns. We will cast those crowns at his feet. Glory to God. Why would we be given crowns? Because we serve the King of Kings, but we are kings under the King of Kings. You got to start knowing your worth, knowing your authority, and when you begin to know your worth and know your authority and know your identity in God, that is when things will begin to shift for your life.
Amen.
I don't care who leaves me. I know my worth and my identity. I don't care who sticks by my side. I thank God for them, but I know who I am in God. I know who I am in God. If my wife was to pick up and leave me, I still know that I'm a king. If I was to pick up and do something crazy, my wife would still know that she is a king. We are kingdom citizens. We have a kingdom. We have a kingdom home, and we have a kingdom agenda, and that agenda is to walk in God's power, walk in God's glory, giving it to people that don't know nothing about the kingdom. You are a king. You are a king. We don't walk according to this flesh. We are kings. And a king mind says to pursue the things of God. A carnal mind says, I want to pursue everything else. And I want to pursue everything that's concerning just me. Now, don't get it twisted. You are a king, and God wants you to move as a king within your own life. But he gives us this authority to turn the world heart back unto him. Understand this. He gives us this power to turn the world's heart back unto him, to reconcile man back to God. That's even the whole purpose of what Jesus came for redemption, to redeem us. So it's not about our agenda, but it's about the king's agenda. It's not about our agenda, but it's about God's agenda. And you got some people that lean towards their own understanding and lean towards their own agenda. And I'm going to read Matthew 18:17, and then I'm going to get ready to move forward. Matthew 18:17, it reads, and if he shall neglect to hear them, tell it unto the church. But if he neglect to hear the church, or in another version, if he refuse to listen to the church, let him be unto thee as a heathen. You know what that means? That some people you can give instructions to, you can tell them that they're king, you can tell them that they walk in authority and dominion, you can tell them that they can be greater, but they still just won't get it. Some people just won't listen. They're going to move their own way because they're wrapped up, as we go back to Galatians 5:16, we're walking in the flesh. Some people, you just got to mark off as heathen. Some people, you got to mark off as heathen. There's going to be some people that just won't listen. You got to mark them as a heathen. It's going to be some people that come in your life for the wrong motives, and then they're going to end up leaving out of your life. Because those motives you're not going to change and give them what they want. Because you serve a king and you walk as a king. When you serve a king and walk as a king, those around you who don't want to walk as a king and don't want to be kingdom-minded, what it ended up happening is they would either get deliverance and transform into the king that God has called them to be, or they would be rejected. They would move out your life.
Amen.
King.
Amen. And that's right.
Kings, we walk according to the beat, to the drum beat of the Father. There's some people that's going to come in your life, and they're going to leave out. There's some people that's going to come in your life and try to stir up hell and just not listen. Mark them as heathen. They're heathen. I don't waste my time on heathen. I don't waste my time worrying about the heathen. Yes, that's right. I said it. They're heathen. If you're not focused on KCI vision, if you're not focused on this ministry and where this ministry is going, if you're worried about yourself and your agenda, you're worried about because everybody look at me, you a Jezebel spirit and you a heathen.
Amen.
And you can go wherever you want. I don't care. I ain't worried about no heathen. Because the Bible tells us, mark them if they don't listen to the church. If they don't listen to you, then mark them as a heathen. Jesus, on his earthly ministry, he wasn't letting nobody stop him or get in the way of what he was doing. He even called one of his closest a devil. He said, get behind me, Satan, talking about Peter. I'm not going to let anybody step in my way from the kingdom agenda. I'm not going to let anybody step in my way from doing what God has called me to do.
Yeah,
you shouldn't be the people of God. Mark them as heathen. They can do whatever they want. They can gossip. They can spread lies. They can post stuff on social media. They can do whatever they want. They just making fools of themselves. They're heathen.
Amen.
They can spread junk throughout the church. They got no life. They don't know what else to do but do that. That shows you they got nothing better else to do. Everybody going on with their life, living their life, pursuing the kingdom assignment, but they spread messages. They and this, that, and he did this, and the message is lost. They are heathen. That's carnal. That's walking according to the things of the flesh. They can take that mess and go back to hell with it. They're heathen. I don't let nobody stop me from doing the things of God. I'm going to tell you something. When a heathen is in my path and they acting up and doing all kind of crazy stuff, you're not going to get a reply from me. I'm going to let you be a fool. My reply is going to be, I love you, and oh, yeah. Hey, pastor, this person doing this and doing that. Huh? Who? What? What's their name? They for real, they was a part of this church? I don't even remember them. Oh, okay, I remember now. Oh, yeah, they heathens. We don't even need to bring them up in conversation. They heathens. Let them do what they want. According to the word of God, they are heathens. We on a kingdom assignment. We on a kingdom agenda. God called us to win 1,000 souls. God called us to feed the poor. God called us to raise up people that are really hungry and thirsty.
Hallelujah.
God called us to go to those prostitutes out there who don't seem to have a way out. God called us to present hope to them. We are kingdom, and we are a kingdom assignment. We don't got time for heathen.
That's right.
We know this word has truly empowered you for this week.
And if you want to activate this word and manifest this word into your life, visit our website and sow into it. The website is www.kci.world.
That's www.kci.world, not .com, not .org, for we are worldwide, where there is always something supernaturally happening. That is www.kci.world. As always, we are speaking life over you, and we are excited about your
now, your next, and your new season in Jesus' name.
This has been your weekly supernatural word of empowerment from
the Generals.